Welcome to the Master Circle Podcast. I'm Dr. Bob Hoffman, and each week we'll be bringing you the freshest, most cutting-edge information in chiropractic, wellness, personal growth, and success. All the systems, strategies, and philosophies you need to grow your practice and life can be found in these podcasts. Follow the links below to learn more about the Master Circle and everything we have to offer you. Please enjoy this podcast edition, and let's keep growing together. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Hoffman, and I want to welcome you to another one of our Super Conference Speaker Series interviews. Today's interview is going to definitely shift your thinking. It's going to be thought-provoking. It's going to rock your beliefs, because today we have the honor and pleasure of interviewing an unsung hero in chiropractic, someone that I am going to do everything in my power to make sure more of our colleagues get to meet and learn from, because this woman is a superstar. She is an amazing healer, and she has some unbelievable information to share with you. I want to welcome onto today's conversation Dr. Carolyn McMakin. Carolyn, thank you so much for giving up some of your precious time to be on the call with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for that gracious introduction. It's praise from the master as far as I'm concerned. Thanks, Bob.
Well, thank you. Today is about turning on the power to heal. And I know every one of our listeners wants to improve their clinical results. You know, every chiropractor realizes that it's your clinical outcomes that create your personal incomes. And we wish we lived in a world, Carolyn, that those of us who got the best, most consistent clinical outcomes had the biggest practices. Unfortunately, that's not always the case, but everyone can improve the results they get. And everyone wants to improve the results they get. And you're a master at this. So I want to start with some basic information, and then we'll build. So first, could you share with everybody just some background? How did you get into chiropractic? When and where did you graduate from? And then we'll start getting into the real topic today.
Well, I was 40 years old, and my husband was going to go to Western States Chiropractic College, and I was going to be the doctor's wife. And a friend of mine pointed out that I'd always wanted to be a doctor, and I should go to chiropractic college too. And then, but I was 40 with two small children, and 2 days after my friend talked to me, I went to church, and the minister was giving a sermon and said, if there's a what in your life that you are called to do, you do that what, and you let God worry about how. So it's like this door I'd closed on myself 10 years earlier went slamming open. It's like the light came on inside, and I went home, and I said, guess what? I'm going to go to chiropractic college, too. And Ben said, how? I said, I don't know. How is not my job? So I started pre-med when I was 40. I did 2 years of pre-med to update my sciences. I went to Western States Chiropractic College. It took me 5 years. I dropped out at the end of seventh quarter to take care of my mom when she got pancreatic cancer and as she passed, and then finished up and graduated in 1993 and bought a small suburban practice in Portland in 94 and started developing or using frequency-specific microcurrent in 95. I had a special interest in soft tissue work, so I was doing trigger point therapy, manual NIMO technique was something I'd learned when I was in school. So I started, I was doing manual trigger point therapy, and I was asked to give a continuing education lecture at Portland State about fibromyalgia and myofascial pain for chiropractors. And that lecture made me the local expert, and I started getting referrals from other chiropractors for this group of patients. And the more you see, the more you learn how to treat, and the more you learn about it, because you want to be able to help these people. So that's how I got started. So by 96, I was using frequency-specific microcurrent. We'll talk about that when we get to it. And then 97, I started teaching it to find out if it was reproducible. We started out just treating myofascial pain and nerve pain. So by 98, we were able to treat neuropathic pain like sciatica and radiculopathies. We found frequencies and protocols that would treat nerve pain. By 99, I started seeing fibromyalgia associated with spine trauma. In 2000, I presented 25 cases of fibromyalgia with spine trauma at the National Institutes of Health and the Institute for Functional Medicine and at a spine and pain conference in England. And that was the beginning. Those 25 cases turned into 50. We got blood sample data that gave us something objective that was changing in addition to these. The patient's pain went from an average of a 7.4 to a 1.4 consistently.
Wow.
Everybody
wow.
that was treated. 7.4 to a 1.4 in 60 to 90 minutes. And it's
That's
like
amazing.
Nobody's going to believe it. And the gentleman at NIH got us blood work showing that all of the cytokines, all of the inflammatory markers dropped, and substance P, which is produced in the spinal cord and shipped to the periphery, substance P dropped by factors of 10 times in 60 minutes. It's just not,
wow.
it's not possible. So,
I love that.
Yeah, it's never been seen before. Cytokines in a medical realm are hard to change, and when they change very slowly. So, getting these logarithmic rate changes in all of this inflammation and all of this pain is literally unheard of. And that one protocol would be amazing. But we also treat nerve pain, muscle pain, disc injuries, facet joint injuries. And because the treatment is so specific, it helps with the diagnosis. And when you have the diagnosis and the treatment, and you can incorporate adjunctive therapies, your outcomes are just incredibly good, and the practice just gets huge because every chronic pain patient you know knows six people just like them who are watching them. And when they get better, their friends come. You have to see my brother. Can you really treat kidney stone pain? Well, yeah. Can you really treat ovarian cysts? Well, yeah. And that's the way it rolls. It's just so much fun.
There's no bigger practice builder that I know of after 40 years than getting great, consistent clinical results.
Absolutely.
There's nothing.
Yep.
So I totally get it. So let me try to interpret a little bit of what you just shared with us for 10 minutes. And I love hearing people's stories. Basically, what you said to us is you didn't choose to become a chiropractor. You were chosen. Because there was a series of circumstances that happened that you couldn't have planned for all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of stepped into it. You decided to go to school. You bought a practice. From that practice, you learned more about NEMO and soft tissue injuries that led you into something called frequency-specific microcurrent that I promise we'll get to in the next minute or less. And your life just changed. I mean, how many chiropractors get to present in front of the National Institute of Health and impress them and document improvements? I mean, you've just led a blessed life where clearly you were chosen to do this. I'm sure that's obvious to you today. It might not have been obvious to you as you were going through it, but it's certainly obvious today, isn't it?
Well, it certainly wasn't obvious when I started, but I have to say from the moment that I let the door open and the light turned on and I said yes, from that moment, mm-hmm. everything I need shows up. You're right. There's literally, there is no other chiropractor who has presented in Building 10 at Grand Rounds at NIH. And the circumstances were so fortuitous, I could never have planned for it or pushed for it or asked for it. It just showed up.
That's beautiful.
And it feels exactly as you described. It feels like
yep.
this is what I've been called to do. And it doesn't always look like what you think it's going to look like. So when
right.
I fell off my horse and shattered my shoulder into six pieces, literally, I had a plate and 8 screws. I had surgery, and no one, I'm almost 70, no one expected it to heal. And I used MicroCrunt and muscle work, and it not only healed, I have full range of motion and no pain.
Beautiful.
It took 14 months of work. But
that's okay, but you,
it doesn't,
you proved
it,
what's possible.
Well, and I learned so much from that. So these lessons and opportunities don't always look the way we think they're going to look, but when you are guided, you say yes and step into it, and what you need shows up.
You trust yourself, and you trust the universe to take you on a good path, and you listen to your intuition and make good decisions, and it always leads you to the promised land, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Trust the force, yep. Luke.
Now, for me, where I want to really begin in today's conversation is probably less than 5% of chiropractors practicing today know who Dr. Carolyn McMakin is, and I want to change that. And probably an equal less than 5% of the profession even knows what frequency-specific microcurrent is, and I want to change that perception.
Bless you.
So it's my pleasure because, you know, here's my belief. Anything that consistently will help us produce better clinical results that doesn't have danger associated with it, isn't toxic, is natural, I vote yes. Anything in addition to the chiropractic adjustment that helps people get better results, I'm in favor of. So let's start with the foundation. What is frequency-specific microcurrent, and how did you find out about this?
It's a great story. I have a friend who worked with an osteopath, and this osteopath bought a practice in 1946 that came with a machine that was made in 1922, and that machine came with a list of frequencies. A little bit of backstory. In the early 1900s, from about 1908 through 1934, medical physicians, chiropractors, and osteopaths used electromagnetic therapies and frequencies to treat patients all over the country. There were conservatively four or 5,000 of them that were trained and exchanged information, and they had the Pathometric Society and the Electromedical Digest and the Electromedical Society, and they treated patients and exchanged research and all of this. And in 1917, the Flexner Report came out and said, hey, we got to standardize medicine. Drugs and surgery is the way we're going to go. Anybody that uses electromagnetic therapies, including frequencies, homeopathy, herbs, and nutrition will lose their license to practice, which at that time was granted by the AMA, not by the government. And so by 1934, they really cracked down, and the machines went into the back room in clinics because nobody wanted to lose their license, and so they went in the back room and covered up with a sheet. Harry Van Gelder was an osteopath who came over from England after the war, bought a practice, and, you know, you walk into the practice and you look around and you go in the back room and there's this box under the sheet. So you take the sheet off and you go, what's this? And under the machine there was a list of frequencies. So fast forward, Harry becomes very widely known in Canada and the Western U.S. especially. George Douglas went down and worked with Harry for 3 months during his junior year at Western States and brought back this list of frequencies written on basically pieces of typing paper, stuck them in a drawer. I met George in 1991. 1992, Glenn Smith released the Precision Microcurrent. It was an improvement on Dr. Wing's Myomatic Eye, the two-channel unit. And George saw the Precision Micro. It had two channels, and he bought it, and he brought it home, and he said, you know, this machine has two channels just like Harry's old machine. I wonder if Harry's frequencies would work. So in 1995, so I graduated in 93, started practice in 94, 95, George hauled out the list and said, we should try these. So we tried them on each other. We tried them on my kids. A couple of our neighbors found out that if a frequency was correct, it seemed to work, and if it wasn't correct, it didn't hurt you. So I started working on patients in 95. I had a fibromyalgia and myofascial pain practice at that point. And then in 96, I got these graphite gloves, and that's how the frequencies are developed. So the frequencies are very specific. So the first patient I treated was a gentleman that had trigger points in his SCM, and he'd been adjusted and had manual trigger point work and all that for 3 months, and we weren't getting anywhere. And every time he lifted his head and turned his neck, he got dizzy, which was bad because he was a crane operator at a shipyard, and he was going to lose his job. So when I had the frequencies, I first got the frequencies January of 1996. There are frequencies for mineral deposits and the scarring, and there are frequencies for conditions like mineral deposits, inflammation, and scarring, and there are frequencies for tissues. So I applied those frequencies to his neck with the graphite gloves, and these trigger points and hard muscles just melted. They disappeared in, I don't know, 12 or 15 minutes. I didn't believe it. It's like, whoa. And that was it. It was done. It was one visit fix. He had one more treatment, and he was finished. Kept his job and went back to his life. So I started using these frequencies. They're specific. So it took me 5 years and about 30,000 patient visits, individual patient visits over 5 years, not 30,000 patients, but most patients are seen twice a week for 4 to 6 weeks. So 30,000 patient visits in 5 years before I finally became convinced that the frequencies always do what they're alleged to do on the list. But they only do what they're alleged to do on the list. So if the patient comes in and says, oh, my God, my shoulder hurts so bad, it's just awful, you got to fix it. So you treat for nerve pain, and that doesn't work. Then you treat for muscle pain, and that doesn't work. And then you notice that the sensation in that shoulder is really hypersensitive. Well, there's a frequency for shingles. And I said, did you hurt your shoulder when you lifted those suitcases? He said, no, I woke up with this the next day. There's a frequency for shingles. So after the nerve didn't work and the muscle didn't work, I put on the frequency for shingles, and in 10 minutes, his shoulder pain went from an 8 to a 3, and in 30 minutes, he was asleep, and we let him sleep for 2 hours, and at the end of it, the shingles was gone, the pain was gone, and never came back. So it is incredibly helpful to the physician's learning process that way. It takes a while to learn by experience that the frequencies will always do what they say they're doing, but they will only do what they say they're doing. So it helps you be a better diagnostician, gives you a better understanding about how the body works, and it's great for people that love to fix stuff.
Yep.
It's great for people that like to understand how things work, because the frequency response, the resonance response, is so specific that it informs your hands and your assessment.
We live in a vibratory universe. Our body is always vibrating at a certain frequency, and part of sickness, disease, illness, damage, degeneration is we lose that frequency.
Exactly.
So this doesn't surprise me. And when you and I first met, you know, because I had never heard of frequency-specific microcurrent before, and
yep.
I kind of like to fashion myself as someone who has their finger on the pulse of what goes on in our profession, so I'm embarrassed to say that. You know, you and I had a really terrific conversation, and you told me there are specific protocols for turning off injuries, for accelerating healing, for
yep.
quieting down the nervous system, for eliminating inflammation, for
yep.
modulating heart rate variability, to handle neurological disorders. I mean, it's not just soft tissue. It's not just physical injuries. I mean, someone in a brain-based wellness model could be using frequency-specific microcurrent to rebalance the autonomic nervous system, to stimulate parasympathetic healing function, to reduce stress and anxiety. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And
I think that's awesome.
And there's data behind it. Now, we've 20 years into it, even 15 years ago, what we had most was unsupported anecdotes. But now that we have, I've got probably 3,000 or 4,000 practitioners around the world, there's data. One of our practitioners, he's a medical physician in Fort Collins, did exactly what you described. He did a study on the frequencies to quiet the sympathetics and enhance the parasympathetics, and vice versa, in using heart rate variability measurements. And his protocol was a measurement, a 1 minute treatment, let's say, to quiet the sympathetics, a 2 minute rest where nothing was done, and then a remeasurement. And the short version is that the data shows that you can, with a frequency that's used for 60 seconds, you can manipulate sympathetic and parasympathetic balance at will.
That's
no matter what the body
amazing.
Thinks it should be doing, like after lunch, you're parasympathetic dominant and the sympathetic's a little quieter. You can reverse that, and then you can reverse it back again. It's an incredibly powerful technique which leads you to become more and more respectful as you treat it, you know, as you use it. I think FSM would almost be easier to talk about if it only did one thing. But
right.
It's an entirely new paradigm in healing. The frequencies appear to change cell signaling. The only thing that accounts for all the data that we have, such as it is, the only thing that accounts for the data that we have is that the frequencies are changing cell membrane receptors electronically with a signal, and those, just like your key fob opens your car door, so with a drug or a nutrient, you can turn a key in a lock and change cell membrane function and change cellular genetics. That's how drugs and nutrients work. FSM, the frequencies appear to work the way you would with a key fob that clicks open your front door on your car only, and then the second press will open all four of your doors. It is a very specific signal that does only your car. So the frequency to reduce inflammation reduces inflammation, but that is all that it does. And the only thing that explains the data is that it is changing cell signaling. It will override any biological signal because it will turn off inflammation even in the presence of infection. So it is literally turning on the power to heal because the signals are like your key fob. It changes cell signaling, and that changes cellular genetics. So when we treat a new injury, like we have 12 NFL teams and now the National Hockey League and only one baseball team, but we're getting into that, Olympic athletes, these people are all using FSM now. And there is a treatment protocol that if you apply it in the first 4 hours after an injury, it's almost as if the injury doesn't set up. The inflammation that normally follows, the pain that normally follows, just doesn't happen. And the healing is accelerated beyond anything that is reasonable. So a fracture is still a fracture, but if you get the frequencies on it within 4 hours, the fracture heals in 3 weeks, not six. The ligaments and tendons heal in 2 weeks, not 12. And the science says that there is a set of genes that are turned on in the first 4 hours to 6 hours immediately after an injury. And these frequencies are most dramatically effective when they are used in the first 4 to 6 hours after an injury. It's called the 4-hour window. And that phenomenon has to be genetic. Has to be. It's the only thing that makes sense. And it has, it's changed the expectations in professional sports and elite athletes for, well, we've been in that market for about 10 years. So Terrell Owens, when he broke his ankle in 2004, if any of you remember way back then, he broke it, tore the interosseous membrane, had an open spiral fracture of the fibula. It happened on Sunday. They called me, his private trainer called me Monday morning and said, he wants to play in the Super Bowl in 6 weeks. Can we do it? I said, yeah, but I have to be there when he gets out of surgery. So I treated him from 8 o'clock in the morning. When he rolled out of the operating room, out of recovery, we put him in the car, and I treated him from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock the next morning, except for when he went to the bathroom. I treated him for 26 hours straight because the stakes were so high. The next day, Rick Burkholder, the trainer for the Eagles, came to the house and said, okay, let's see it. And we opened up the boot and took off the bandages, and there was no swelling, zero, no swelling. He had an open spiral fracture. They pinned the fibula and the tibia together because the interosseous membrane was torn, and the deltoid ligament was avulsed, and they just kind of pasted that down. And he looked at it, and there was no bruising, zero swelling. And he just stopped and said, okay, how do I take advantage of what you can do? And my response was, you're going to have to believe what you see, not what you expect to see, because everything from here on is different. So his surgeon was saying this was an 18-week injury. It was career-ending. He was crazy to even think about playing in the Super Bowl. The fracture was healed, and the ligaments were stable in 4 weeks. I mean, if you let that sink in, it's just, it's an open spiral fracture.
It's mind-blowing, yeah.
Bone to bone in 4 weeks, and it was stable.
And he played in the Super Bowl. In fact, he did great in the Super Bowl, didn't he?
He did great. When he got there on Tuesday, he couldn't run. There are frequencies that dissolve scar tissue, and I am so respectful of them that I didn't use them until we got to Jacksonville. He couldn't run because of the scar tissue in his lower legs. So he got there Tuesday. They were upset because he couldn't run. It's like, yeah, it's just scar tissue. So Wednesday I treated him about 3 hours, and we took out all the scar tissue between his fibular head and his toes. And my cat rack, who's his chiropractor, came and adjusted his ankle on Thursday night, just an osseous adjustment. Mike is expert at that, and just cracked it. And that was it. Friday, he ran like he'd never been hurt.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, the frequencies that dissolve scar tissue in chronic injuries are so much of what we think of as muscle spasm or motor weakness is motor inhibition. So when a muscle or fascia is adhered to a nerve, so somebody gets a little groin injury and it bleeds a little, well, that's going to adhere the femoral plexus in between the adductors and the quadriceps, right? And everybody's got that anatomy in their head if they're a chiropractor and they know these things. So everybody thinks, oh, that's better now. But then a year later, this is marathon runners, football players, I've treated it enough times, like we're into double digits, that a year later, the patient shows up with hamstring injuries because their glutes are weak. Now, you have to ask yourself, does it make any sense that somebody who makes their living running ultramarathons will suddenly have a weak glute max? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So,
but it's very common, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So she shows up with hamstring injuries. I roll over on her back, and there's all these adhesions and all this tenderness at the femoral plexus in the front. And after doing this 30 times, you find that the question to ask is, when did you have your groin injury? You take out the scar tissue between the adductors, the quads, and the femoral nerve, and the glute max comes back on full strength instantly, 20 minutes. It wasn't weak. It was inhibited. The cerebellum is not going to let you extend your hip if the femoral nerve, femoral plexus, is adhered to the adductors. You'll hurt the nerve. Well, the cerebellum takes care of its own, so it inhibits the glute max. The hamstrings don't get the message because they're a weak external extensor. So hamstrings, they'll give it their all. Hamstrings contract. They get injured. The patient shows up with a hamstring injury, but the problem's in the groin. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does to me, yes.
And so, the thing that made it possible was being able to treat the scar tissue between the nerve and the fascia.
So the inhibition stopped. That's exactly right. So, Carolyn, you've become the expert, the master at this. I know you teach a 3.5-day training multiple times throughout the year all over the world mm-hmm. to teach doctors how to do this in their clinic. I'm sure doctors are thinking, you know, how expensive is all this? It's not at all. I mean, you can get a basic frequency-specific microcurrent machine for about $2,200-$2,300. It's not crazy.
Absolutely.
This is something that I hope more and more of our colleagues will learn, will take your training. You've written a beautiful textbook on frequency-specific microcurrent. You're the world's leader in this, and I am so thrilled and so honored to have you as a speaker at Super Conference in Orlando, September 22nd to 24th. I hope our listeners are intrigued. I hope that they want to learn more. I hope they see the value and the possibilities here in growing their practice, in producing better and more consistent clinical outcomes, in helping people not just feel better, but actually function better, which is really, at the end of the day, the most important thing. I hope that they'll be interested in clearing their schedule to come to Super Conference. If you would like more information, you can always call us at 800-451-4514. Or better yet, you could email me directly. I will respond to your email, bob@themasterscircle.net. Just shoot me an email. I'll be happy to answer your questions, put you in touch with Carolyn, help you register for Super Conference, whatever you need. But I'm so excited that you're going to be one of a dozen world-class presenters at this event. It's going to be thought-provoking. They'll get to meet you. You'll actually be doing some of the frequency-specific microcurrent live at the seminar. I think this is going to open up possibilities for so many chiropractors to really expand their service, expand their capabilities, expand their practices. And listen, for me, that excites me. I'm always looking at how do I help my colleagues learn and grow and become better versions of themselves. That's what the heart and soul of the Master Circle has always been about and always will be about. So I hope people are intrigued by what you've had to share. You're right. You have to temporarily stop your beliefs because some of the things that you have produced are you're rewriting textbooks of what's possible, of what we thought was possible. And, you know, you've never given up chiropractic. You could still adjust patients. You may adjust them less. You may use less force. But the fact is this blends perfectly with what we do.
It's essential to use the skill. I love training good chiropractors. You've got some of my practitioners in your group. I love training good chiropractors because they have the clinical skill, the manual skills to and the diagnostic skills and the treatment skills to really take advantage of what FSM can do. And FSM is an adjunct to what you do in chiropractic. I love training chiropractors, and I'm so honored and so pleased at being invited to speak at the Super Conference. This is a wonderful step for FSM and I hope for your practitioners.
Well, thank you. And I feel the same for you and for the people who are going to register and attend. It's going to be a monumental event. The theme of Super Conference is the power to heal. And we've just spent over 30 minutes talking about amazing healings using FSM, frequency-specific microcurrent. Easy to learn, easy to apply, cost-effective, profitable, but more important than anything, it meshes beautifully. look, as a chiropractor, if we take the emotions out of this, Carolyn, what we all want is to restore the body back into a state of healing and homeostasis so that the power that made the body consistently heals the body. What we want is the end result. How we get there is important, but it's nowhere near as important as the end result of helping people heal from above down and from inside out. And as I said earlier, anything that's legal and ethical that does that, I'm in favor of it. You know, I'm a big chiropractic adjuster. I love adjusting, but I recognize that there not everybody gets the perfect result from adjusting only, because there might be emotional damage or structural damage or neurologic damage or even what you just talked about, inhibition that is not allowing certain parts of the body to function properly. And having these tools and assets at your disposal to help people heal from inside out, I think is something that any serious chiropractor has got to pay attention to. So again, I thank you so much for your time, for your expertise, for what you bring to our beloved profession. Thank you for agreeing to speak at Super Conference. I'm really looking forward for many of our colleagues to get to experience you and hear you and experience FSM themselves at your booth. And again, for any of you listening that this does resonate with you, this does make sense, this is something you've heard about or want to learn about, please email me, bob@themasterscircle.net. Call me at 800-451-4514. I'd be happy to communicate with you. I'd be happy to help in any way. But my hope is that you'll register and clear your schedule to come to Super Conference and experience these cutting-edge ways to produce the best possible results ever. Carolyn, thank you so very much. We've become pen pals and phone pals. I look forward to actually meeting you for the first time and giving you a big hug. But I know the people in the audience that gets to hear your presentation, it's going to be a wow moment for them, a thought-provoking moment, and an enlightening moment.
Thank you so,
so thank
much,
thank you
Bob.
So much.
I'm
You're welcome.
Forward
you,
to it.
You have an amazing day, and keep up your great work.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Master Circle podcast. Many of our podcast listeners ask about the source of these shows. Well, they come from seminars, teleclasses, interviews, and audio albums, many of which are available for purchase at the Master Circle Marketplace. Just go to www.themastercircle.net and look through our vast library of useful, practical, and inspiring audio materials. And if you'd like to attend one of our live seminars, just call us at 800-451-4514, and we'll be happy to register you. It's a pleasure to serve you and keep growing yourself and growing your practice.